This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Montgomery County Board Building and Grounds Committee Chairman Terry Bone. Terry, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm very good, Tobin. Glad to be here.
And we are here to talk about a project that you have been working almost a couple years on as chairman of the Building and Grounds Committee, and that is the revitalization or renovations of the historic courthouse. And starting next week, things are going to be moving and shaking. Offices are going to be moved, and we'll get to that momentarily. Tell me a little bit about the, for those that don't know, the historic renovation process and how this all came about.
Well, I think the thing to fuel this whole program from the start was a safety issue of the third floor. There was only one egress out of that part of the building, the fire escape on the north side of the building, and we're going to have that replaced. Also, there will be a walkway across basically what is the back part of the county boardroom where they can come down and get to the stairs to the south side of the courthouse and have an exit there.
Tell me a little bit. Obviously, a couple years ago, Sandy Lighthizer's office had that ceiling collapse. Did that play a role in this, in your mind, and say, you know what, that's it, we need to start working on this now?
Well, yes, I think that was part of it, Tobin, but, you know, safety always drives the issue, and we wanted to make sure everyone was safe there. I personally feel the old courthouse, you know, I've heard people say, well, it's not feasible to put any money into it, but, hey, there's business conducted in there every day. I think all the office holders have what they need. We provide that for them, and I think everyone's happy there. We need to take care of what we have.
And it's a historic landmark to the city of Hillsborough.
It is on the National Historic Register. We've put money into it in the last few years. We had a basement that had been leaking for several years. We got that problem stopped. So, like as you said, the ceiling collapse, that was taken care of. And the biggest thing that really provided help there, we had a structural engineer look at the whole building after that and said, hey, we're safe. We went in and took all the plastered ceilings out, removed them all, made it safe. So I'm very confident that building's going to be there a long time.
Now, this project went from the whole building being renovated to just the second and third floor to the second floor. Tell me a little bit about the offices and what's going to be renovated here.
Well, the third floor, at first we had talked about leaving Ray Durston's supervisor assessment on the third floor, but the county board seemed to think that it'd be better on the second floor, and that's probably a good idea because it's a much more trafficked area than what GIS is. So Ray Durston will be on the second floor. County coordinator will still remain on the second floor, and that area behind the county boardroom will be remodeled back where the coordinator is and back where EPA is right now. On the third floor, GIS will go up there. Mary Purcell, who's currently, we're renting space from the Farm Bureau, so we'll bring her back into the building. EPA will probably go up there with her, and we'll have some room up there for storage too, which is a valued commodity, as you know.
Absolutely, and construction is going to start when?
Construction is scheduled to begin October 3rd and will last about 6 months. So Ray Durston will be over in the Farm Bureau building starting September 19th. Business hours, he'll be there starting. And we'll have our county board meetings in the Farm Bureau building. Down on the lower levels, you walk in past the secretary, turn to the right, and there's a room back there in the north that we'll have our meetings. And our committee meetings will be held in the annex building, which we redid several years ago for our ROE and the Veterans Commission. On the north side, there's two doors there, a room where our any committee meeting that's held in the county board room starting next month will be held there.
And it just seems like it's been a long, not drawn-out process, but it's been a long process to get this from point A to point B.
There's been some bids, you know, rejected. Right off the bat, the board decided they did not want to do anything at the county boardroom. They felt that was not necessary, so okay, we'll go back, we'll look at things again. And we regrouped, we came back. As I said, the SOA has moved, you know, it was originally going to be on the third floor, now it's down the second floor. So I think we've worked to provide whatever the county board wants us to do. And they've worked well with us. The board has. The committee has worked hard. So I'm happy where we're at today.
And looking back on it, the bids came in higher than expected. You went back, and you chopped off close to $150,000 off the project with electrical and
Yes.
Other costs. Yeah. I mean, that's a tribute there.
Yes, because the original bid came in December 2010 at $1.4 million. So we have cut down way back until we finally had the final bid of Cordy Lutjohn, who his bid was $836,900, and the alternate bid, which is the rooms behind the boardroom, for $52,500. And also, we're very fortunate to have two grants. We have a DCEO grant for the elevator for $100,000, and an energy grant from Illinois Association of Regional Councils American Recovery and Reinvestment Act Thermal Efficiency Program for Public Facilities for $142,000. So $242,000 in grants really helps us out a lot.
And during the process, you're going to have a new elevator. The elevator is going to be fixed. The second floor is just going to have a whole new look to it.
Yes, second. And third floor will have limited remodeling done where they're having to cut the doors for the south egress.
So I have to ask, what's next on the project? You got this done. Is there any other areas that you're looking at now?
Well, for right now, Tobin, we're just focused on this. There'll probably be some cosmetic work done down below, some painting and things like that to the first floor. But as I said before, the building is really in pretty good shape for its age, you know. And it's like any building. The new courthouse requires maintenance. I don't care what kind of building you have, how old it, you're going to put. We're going to have new roofs put on the jail and the courts building over there before long. But that's just the way it is. You have to maintain what you have.
All right, Terry, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And then as we come to a close, why don't you give us, again, where the offices are going to be moved during the renovation time, so that way if anyone needs to see the supervisor of assessments for whatever reason or whatever, they know where to go.
All right. Ray Durston, supervisor of assessment, will be in the Farm Bureau building starting September 19th, Monday morning business hours. He'll be there. Chris Daniels, who is county coordinator, will move down to the water department in the basement. So she'll be there for the 6 months. EPA will move over with Mary Purcell on the top floor of the Farm Bureau building until the project is done.
Terry, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on the upcoming project. I know it's been a long time coming, but it's finally here, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you very much, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Montgomery County Board Building and Grounds Committee Chairman Terry Bone. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.